The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 502.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a financial storyteller, and you know, I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Sarah Lee Kane. Sarah, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, sure. And I'm doing great. So thank you for having me on. So a lot of people ask me, what exactly is a financial storyteller? So I do a few things. I'm a money coach. I write for different publications. And what I mainly do is my goal is to help people change their money stories. And by that, I mean, I want people to have more confidence around their money, to be able to save, invest, spend however they want, so that they basically can have a sound financial future. And I love podcasting so much that I've decided to launch one with my co-host. It's called Beyond the Dollar. And we actually just have conversations with people and are, you know, between us about how money basically affects our lives.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Sarah, what's your cultural background?
So my parents were born in Guangzhou. So I am Chinese, and they fled to Hong Kong during the Civil War. So I've always just associated myself as a Hong Konger who immigrated to Canada when she was about 5 years old.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So I really love this one. It's very short, by Swami Vivekananda. And it's basically, you yourselves are the being you are seeking. And I really love that, because I think when we are trying to boost our self-esteem or self-confidence, I've always looked outside of myself for that. And once I started realizing, well, I really have the answers and I should really be looking at the ways I can boost self-confidence myself, that's really when I found that my self-confidence really increased.
Thanks for sharing that. And I also believe, you know, self-confidence starts with you, you know, starts with working inward, and it'll, you know, show once you start working on it. And, you know, you keep working on it, because it's not like it's something that you do in 2 months. It's like something that you do forever. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
For me, it's really being compassionate and forgiving with yourself, especially the decisions you've made that maybe led to failure or something that, you know, wasn't so great in your life. And you know, if you can be compassionate, forgiving with yourself, it's much easier to take risks without the fear paralyzing you. I think the idea is that fear never really goes away, but if you can acknowledge it and work with it and move forward anyways, that's when the self-confidence comes, as you see the results in your life.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think that's a great definition, especially growing up as Asian women. We're so hard on ourselves to the point where it's like, you know, we don't even know why we're so hard on ourselves to begin with. So I really believe that too, just being, you know, kind to yourself and compassionate. And, you know, when we feel like that, it really does help us with our confidence. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh, gosh, it was always about if somebody liked me or not. If I was able to impress somebody and they were my friend or they dated me, then it was a validation of who I was as a person. So if somebody didn't want to be my friend, then I felt terrible, because I thought, oh, I'm not good enough. And that led to me actually spending quite a lot of money on people and buying things to make myself look, you know, cool, quote unquote. And it was really funny, because I went against the grain quite a lot. I pursued a liberal arts degree instead of going into finance like my parents wanted. So I rebelled, but yet at the same time, I was looking for that approval. So there was a lot of contradictions in my life.
Thanks for sharing that. I think that's something we all go through, right? Especially seeking approval and wanting to be liked by everybody, not realizing like it's just not possible. There's just some people who you won't resonate with, and that's fine, because you'll always have the people that will always be there for you. And so, you know, I think that's something we all can relate to. And, you know, what was that aha moment when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and, you know, be the person that you are today, have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
So it was about, oh gosh, it was about 12 years ago, I think now. And I had moved back to Canada from Australia, and I was in a relationship with someone at the time. And so I thought this person was going to propose to me, I was going to buy a house, get a job and all that. And Long story short, he broke up with me. I didn't have a job. I was $9,000 in debt. And I basically had to move back in with my parents. And at that point, I realized, why was I spending all this energy impressing people when this happens? Like when, you know, that really terrible situation happened. And so I realized it was really just my fear of being unloved and my desire to create this ideal romantic relationship. And I realized, okay, you know, I need to validate who I am as a person. I had to be feel good about myself, despite the fact that I don't have any money in the bank right now, despite the fact that I'm single and in debt. And it took quite a while for me to claw out of that, but I'm so happy I did.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we can all go through, especially after a breakup, right? We feel like, you know, what did we do wrong? Maybe something's wrong with me. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just sometimes things don't work out, or we learn lessons from it, or, you know, situations like this help us kind of come out of the woodwork and, you know, start doing, you know, some of the things that we want. Like, you were able to realize your own strength and your own confidence. And because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Gosh, I am so much more apologetic in my decisions, but I do so in a way that's very compassionate to myself. If I ever make a mistake, for example, I just go, okay, well, that's something I thought that was best for me at the time. And then I move on. I figure out what the lesson is. I trust myself a lot more, especially when I make major life decisions, in that, you know, for example, my husband and I moved across three states, and it was a very difficult time just because we were visiting family and friends like that. But I really trusted that I was able to still move, be there for my son, spend time with my husband, and keep my business going. And I did.
Thanks for sharing that. And Sarah, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be the one tip you would give to her?
Definitely trust the process and trust yourself as you're going through whatever it is right now. You know, for me and for many women out there, you know, if we're going through some dark times, you just know that whatever decision you make, you are making it through the lens of what you think is best for you at the time. And as you just keep trusting yourself and keep doing that, you will lead to a breakthrough. And really just whatever happens on the outside doesn't matter. It's really your willingness to look at the parts of inside of yourself, you know, good and bad, in order to move forward with your life.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you or check out maybe some of their relationships with money, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, I'm very active on Twitter at Sarah Lee Kane, so my full name. Definitely check out my website at highfivingdollars.com. I talk quite a lot about relationships there. And as far as if you guys are really obsessed with podcasts, definitely check out beyondthedollar.co, which I host with a co-host. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Sarah, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Sarah's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I'm just really, you know, grateful that Sarah came out today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. It's an honor having you on. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.